Only Human, Jonas Brothers right here on 103.3 WZND Wake Up Normal. And we are joined by Danielle Brady from the Alumni Engagement Center because it is a very special week here at Illinois State University. It is homecoming week and she's going to try to break down some events that are going to be happening this week leading to the kickoff of the homecoming game. Danielle, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You're not sleepy. It's not too early.
Not too early, no.
Yeah, gotcha. So why don't you go ahead and break down kind of what's going to be happening this week on campus?
Yeah, so we have lots of great events this week for everybody to come to. Starting tonight, we have kickoff with the Prez to really kick off homecoming. This event is going to be in the Brown Ballroom of the Bone Student Center. It's free for all students. There's going to be free food. Obviously, President Dietz will be there. And super cool is that our homecoming court is going to be announced at this event. So everyone can come see the homecoming court be announced, and then after that, voting's going to open up for all students and faculty and staff to vote for our homecoming king and queen. Mm-hmm. So that's something that we're really trying to push. We want everybody to vote. So that's what's going on tonight. Mm-hmm. And then there is the tree lighting, of course, tonight as well.
Yeah.
Tuesday, we have Redbird Rumble, which is just a great event for students. I think registration is closed now, but it's a great event for like RSOs and other student organizations to come together and play like Minute to Win It games against other teams. So that's something we always have a lot of fun with as well. We have our homecoming carnival on Wednesday. Gamify Circus is going to perform, so we're very excited for that. And again, all of these events are free for students, so we really encourage everyone to go and participate in these homecoming events.
Awesome.
So last time, Danielle, when you came with Stephanie, shout out to Stephanie, you guys talked about kind of like how much time goes into planning. So just give us a feel again, like explain to us how much work you put in to pull this off, because I feel like a lot of people don't think about this, but those are like, it's events happening every single day in the week. Tell us about, you know, that.
So like Stephanie said last time, obviously they've already started planning for next year's homecoming. So it's a very long process. I started working in the Alumni Engagement Center. I started in May. And ever since I started in May, it's been pretty much full force with homecoming, making sure everything's ready and all the events are good and really planning and making sure everything is good to go. So it's a lot of work. It's really fun though. This is my first year doing it, so it's been a great experience. But yeah, they put so much work into it and they do it a year even more in advance. So it's crazy to see that. I did not know that coming into this.
I know. How is it different, like, from just being an attendee to the event versus, like, you planning them? How does it?
Oh, it's so different because you don't think everything that goes on behind the scenes, like, when you're just going to these events. You don't think about that. So it's definitely very different.
For the homecoming committee, like for the king and queen, how do people go and vote for those for the people?
So you can vote online. Okay. Go to our website. I believe it's homecoming.ilstu.edu, and then there's a royalty section that you'd be able to vote for the king and queen for. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So go ahead, Joy.
What are some events that you are looking forward to?
I'm really looking forward to tonight with kickoff with the Prez. And then I always look forward to the homecoming parade, which is Saturday at 10 a.m. just to see all the floats and all the people walking in the parade. I think it's one of ISU's longest traditions, so I'm really excited to see
that every year.
I'm most excited, honestly, for the homecoming parade. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a lot of fun. WZND will be doing a event there as well. So it'll be a lot of fun. This is just honestly one of the best weeks of the school year, of the fall semester. And it's because everyone's just in a good mood. It's hopefully we get good enough weather too, because if it's like today, it might be a little shaky, but it'll be a good time. How about you, Joy? What are you excited for?
One of my favorites is the Black Homecoming Alumni Association tailgate. It's on Saturday, and it's like they just put out a flyer and it says 7 a.m. to dusk. Like,
oh wow!
They get it in. Like, it's an all day thing, but it's always so much fun to meet and network. I feel like a lot of people don't take advantage of like that aspect of homecoming. You get to network with so many different people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Danielle, where can we find more information on this homecoming?
Yeah, so you can go to our website. homecoming.ilstu.edu. Mm-hmm. All the events are on there for every single day with more details. But like you just said, for tailgating, we do have Reggie's tailgate tent this year, which is where our king and queen will be crowned before the football game.
Awesome.
So it's free for all students. You just swipe in with your Redbird ID. There will be free Avantes, and you can come and hang out and have a good time and see the king and queen be crowned. And that will be at 12:30 for the crowning.
Okay.
So the tailgate, I believe, is from 11:30 to 1:30 before the game, but the crowning's at 12:30. So definitely want to encourage all students to come out to that as well.
Also, how do students get involved with the alumni centers? Like for undergrad students, because for undergrad students, so people are just looking to get involved on campus.
Yeah, so we have our Student Alumni Council, which is our RSO with the Alumni Center, and. Student Alumni Council is such a great group. They're super involved with the Alumni Center. We plan a lot of events throughout the year to network and have that connection with our alumni. And then we're also very involved in homecoming. We do a float every year. We help with all the events as well. So if anyone's looking to join Student Alumni Council, it's definitely a great group to get involved on campus and with meet a lot of great alumni and work with our Alumni Center as well.
Awesome, yeah. So, yeah, that is going to be it for right now. We're going to take a small break, but we'll be right back. We got some more great music coming your way right now, right here on 103.3 WZND Wake Up Normal.
103.3 WZND Wake Up Normal. It's your girl, Joy. I'm in the studio with Keegan and a very special guest, Miss Danielle from the Alumni Association. So, we're talking all things homecoming 2019.
Yes.
Give us more info. What's tea?
All right. Well, we just want to, you know, really promote all the events this week, obviously, especially tonight. Kick off with the Prez. Going to be a lot of fun. But overall, just obviously Saturday is the big day. So, we really want to, you know, encourage all students to come out and tailgate and have fun with us. Starting off Saturday morning, we have our Town and Gown 5K. So that's the run that we put on. And registration is closed, but if you want to do a walk-up, you're more than welcome to do that. Or just come watch the 5K to watch and cheer on everybody run. It should be really fun. And then we have our homecoming parade, so we really encourage students to come out. If you're not in it, to come watch it, because it's the longest standing tradition here at ISU. It's such a big parade and so much fun to see everybody walk in that, especially all the floats that we get to see that are so creative. And then after that, again, we have our Reggie's tailgate tent where the king and queen will be crowned at 12:30. And students can come and swipe your Redbird ID and you can have free food, free drinks. So that will be a lot of fun. And then, of course, we want everybody to go into the game and cheer on the Birds for a win, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe they will get a win this week, honestly.
I hope so.
I really hope so. Thank you again so much, Danielle, for coming in today and just talking about homecoming. Because like we said, it's one of the best weeks of the year and of the fall semester. And because everyone's just in a good mood. Everyone's having fun. And we just checked the weather. So it is looking good.
Yes.
It is looking good this
looking
week.
Good.
Yes, it is looking good. But thank you again so much, Danielle.
Yeah, thank you for
coming.
Having me.
No problem. Have a great rest of your week. And
you
we
too.
Will see you around at these homecoming events.
Yes.
Thank you again for all your hard work as well. We got more great music coming your way right now. We got My Type right here on 103.3 WZND Wake Up Normal.